This is episode 129 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from Jessica Bryan's book, The Ticker Tape, Healing Encounters with Extraterrestrial and Spiritual Beings. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from a section titled The Ticker Tape Begins, 7/10/2023. While meditating, a distinct rectangular window in my inner vision opened, and a stream of words began to flow from right to left, similar to the way Hebrew is written in red. The black letters on a white, pale yellow background reminded me of a ticker tape, like the ones showing changes in stock market values or seen at the bottom of a television screen during the nightly news. The text moved quickly and was blurry, so I was unable to read it, although I very much wanted to know what it said. After several minutes, a face appeared in the lower right-hand corner of my viewing screen. It looked like the same friendly off-planet being I'd seen a few days before, but this time I definitely knew he wanted to engage with me. Again, I saw the flowing words, and this time several were legible. Want to make contact. Another window opened on a peaceful, tranquil scene with a winding tree-lined lane leading to a little white house. The leaves on the trees were moving gently in the breeze. The friendly being turned and pointed to the house, which caused me to wonder, is he showing me his home? Why am I here? Where am I anyway? 7/12/2023. Several of my spirit guides appeared, and they looked different than usual, because they all had the same electric blue eyes. Perhaps they wanted to show me more about their true identities. It also felt like one of the guides was teaching the other two about how to interact with me. Perhaps I'm a test subject for some ET race that is learning about Earth humans. If so, it's okay with me. 7/30/2023. As I silently repeated the Lord's Prayer to carry me into meditation, Jesus appeared. Falling deeper and deeper, I watched as a beam of light came out of his heart and entered into mine. He looked deep into my eyes with love and compassion, and gave me his blessing by making the sign of the cross over me. Then he directed me to hold my hands out before him, palms up. As I held them out, golden light energy poured from him and into my hands. Go forth and heal, my child, he said. This anointing of the hands for healing was identical to what I experienced in the Philippines in 1993 at the Faith in God Spiritualist Church. 8/30/2023. While meditating, I observed large black eyes staring at me. It seemed to be evaluating me, but I wasn't sure. Then a beautiful, brilliant turquoise band of light shone from behind the black eye. Okay, I thought. Who or what is looking at me with such intensity, and why? 9/23/2023. As I went deeper and deeper, the ticker tape opened like an old-fashioned window shade. The shade simply rolled up as if an unseen hand was pulling the string to raise it. But instead of the expected ticker tape, I found myself looking at a field of stars and an image of the moon. This was followed by another vision of the winding road leading to the little white house I had seen before. There was also one of the familiar white beings with large black eyes staring at me, and I wondered if it was a child. He smiled from the lower corner of my viewing screen and showed himself inside a large heart. It looked like someone had drawn a heart with a red crayon around him, and this reminded me of IIE, who drew a red heart on the indecipherable note he gave me in 2016. I had seen this being before in connection with the ticker tape and knew he wanted to welcome me into his world. As the ticker tape started flowing, these words came into view. Trying hopefully to... 4/24/2023. As I was entering into meditation, I realised I was standing at the edge of a lake with swimming ducks and people, or what looked like people, paddling around in small boats. There were many animals too, and they looked like animals that might quarrel or even eat each other if they were on Earth. But here they appeared to coexist in perfect harmony. There were people strolling around the park at the edge of the lake. Some were obviously female because they were carrying parasols and wearing dresses with pinched waists and large bustles on the back. They were also wearing elaborate hats and high-top, button-up shoes. Their clothing looked like the styles worn on Earth in the late 1800s. Some were riding bikes on a dirt path, and some were enjoying a picnic on the grass. The scene was so peaceful and inviting that I wanted to jump right into it. I wanted to be there. A question occurs to me as I'm writing this. Some people believe time travel is possible, so I wonder if I've travelled back in time during this and similar meditations. Is time real? Let's consider that our past lives are not actually in the past, but rather in parallel realities that are happening alongside our current reality. Is it possible that time is an illusion and doesn't flow in a straight, forward direction, but rather the past, present, and future are all happening at the same time? The great medium Edgar Cayce affirmed in a channeled reading the concept that time is an illusion. He said, "Time is as one time, and space is as one space to the cosmic consciousness." In the Seth books, channeled by Jane Roberts, the subject is explored in depth, including this fascinating idea. The past exists as a series of electromagnetic connections held in the physical brain and in the non-physical mind. These electromagnetic connections can be changed. You take it for granted that present actions can change the future, but present actions can also change the past. Let's also consider Albert Einstein, who suggested time is affected by gravity and motion, and that gravity pulls on what he called space-time, elongating it in the process. Likewise, he also said the gravitational pull of a planet, or a black hole, could slow time. 10/10/2023. After a friend died this week, she appeared to me in spirit. She was standing in a large field of golden light, and I heard her say, "I appreciate how much you tried to help me, and I'm so sorry I wasn't able to help you." She had promised to give us a large sum of money, but she died before she could arrange the paperwork with her attorney. As I continued to meditate, someone tried to dictate a series of numbers to me telepathically, but I wasn't able to write them down correctly. So was she trying to send me winning lottery numbers from beyond the grave to make up for not being able to keep her promise? 12/10/2023. The ticker tape has been sporadic, and I am still unable to read most of it. However, today I was able to make out these words: mediumship, training, study. This was accompanied by a vision of a man with an enormous moustache. He looked like some sort of professor. While coming back to consciousness, I turned and looked at where I had been and saw a gathering of people standing in a semicircle. They were waving goodbye to me. All of this took place in the same peaceful, divinely lit place I've seen before, and I wonder if it's the place I'll go to when my body dies. Whatever happens, I'll try to be ready to make the transition. 12/18/2023. While meditating, I saw a beautiful woman standing off to the side smiling at me. Several other beings came into view and smiled at me too. One by one, they came forward and introduced themselves before fading, as other clairvoyant viewing windows opened and closed. Finally, the scene shut down, and I watched a craft rise straight up and fade slowly into the mist. The craft was white, and from the side it looked like a pancake with a bubble on top. I couldn't help but wonder what the beings inside of it were thinking as they watched me watching them. In this episode, I was reading from Jessica Bryan's book, The Ticker Tape: Healing Encounters with Extraterrestrial and Spiritual Beings. And my book, which is coming out on May 25th, is titled Aspects of Alien Abduction: It'll be on Amazon. You can get it on paperback, audiobook, and Kindle. And the Kindle pre-order is available now. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.